Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Is The Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Wednesday morning, everybody. John, Lance, and Dell for the next 2.5 hours. Burheel joins us at 9, right here on ESPN 97.5. And we got a couple of problems. I mean, I understand. I'm writing my piece right now for Sports Map for tomorrow, breaking down the beginning of the season. And I know here's the deal. And I don't want to give away too much, but last year's team obviously struck out a lot less, although it didn't translate in the early part of the season to more wins. Actually, they scored fewer runs while they were striking out less last year early on. But we can see with our human eyes that there's a problem with this baseball team right now. Offensively, they showed a graphic last night that was awesome. All of the strikeouts and most of the strikeouts called against the Astros hitters were in the strike zone. But there were the swinging strikeouts. I mean, really bad balls, breaking balls, in the dirt. When we saw Springer last night strike out on a ball in the dirt, they're not the same right now. And I know, okay, baseball guy, I know baseball guy. Relax, get it, you okay? It's early on. I get that, but like a football game, I mean, you one football game is equal to 10 baseball games because it's 162 games in a baseball season and 16 games in a football season. So 10 baseball games is about equal. Well, you look at the game, the football game, and you say, well, we're doing the run the ball well here. The pass rush needed work, blah, blah, blah. You can break down a football game. So we can break down the first 10 games of the Astros season, and that's what I'm doing here. They've expanded their strike zone. They're not as disciplined. It looks like they're pressing, but they still scored more runs, and they were still 8-2, which is nice. It's a testament to the pitching, although they have scored more runs, which means they should be winning more. They don't look the same. I mean, with our human eyes, we can see that they just don't look the same.
Well, in the last six games.
Yeah.
You
face the Rangers and the Orioles, right. and that will help.
Yeah. But really, it's four guys who aren't hitting right now. Right. And you're not stringing hits together is the problem. You have other guys who are hitting 300. You have four guys. Two of them are career 220 hitters in the month of April. That's what this is what my Sports Map article is about, is that I struggle with this in the past because if you tell somebody, and I used to with the guys I hosted with previously, you know, hey, this is, we can't get, you know, you can't just fly off the rail about this sample size or whatever. And that's fine. I agree. We have a sports talk show, too. So there are topics you're going to discuss.
Well, but if you say anything about relax, it's her. Okay,
baseball guy is like low-key one of the most annoying people in the world because you're not allowed to have any discussions around Twitter.
No, you can't say anything.
But with that said, I will tell you that I'm more than happy to talk about how they're struggling right now over the last six games offensively because they are. I mean, they've scored now in the last six. They've scored 12 runs in the last six games. So that's not good. It's they're scoring one run a bunch other than when they've had four previously. So it's not, you know, it's definitely not what you want. With that all said, though, this is historically, guys are kind of following what they do in April. So I'm not going to get too worked up. I don't think it's going to be an issue personally, but I'm more than happy to talk about what's going on with them right now because they're not stringing runs. Now, cold weather is hard to score runs in cold weather. It has historically been hard to score runs. Second straight under. Not a surprise. For some reason, they're just assuming the Astros are going to rake, and they're not hitting right now. And, yeah. and Dallas Keuchel, frankly, you know what I'm more worried about is Dallas Keuchel yeah, than I am the offense. I think the offense is going to be fine. Bregman, and here's the career numbers. Bregman's career numbers, 226 with a 618 OPS in March and April. George's is 223 with a 693.
Now, how much is that skewed by his beginning, though? When did he get called up and he was 0 for 80 or whatever?
Yeah, it was in 16.
Yeah.
It was in 16.
But what month did he get? Was that the beginning of the season?
No. It was in June or July.
Okay.
So that's not even that. He just doesn't. He's a slow starter, and so is George. George is a slow starter, too. I mean, he may be flashy with a home run here or there, but he's not a fast starter. He hasn't been at any point in his career. Correa is definitely much better. Altuve is much better. But we know how talented that team is. Yeah. We know how talented the Rockies. What I would be concerned about is, okay, well, what about Reddick? Because Reddick had an outlier season last year. He's a veteran with an outlier. That's who I'm keeping my eye on. I'm keeping my eye on McCann, who had a poor season offensively, relatively speaking. And is this the beginning of him completely tailing off? I'm not worried about guys in their prime. Springer, Bregman, Correa, Altuve, I'm just not worried about them personally. Yuli, I want to see hit again, but he's not here. So I'm not worried, but I'll be more than happy to talk about the fact that, hey, this is now six games in a row where you're just not stringing hits together.
Now, the guy's brought up a pretty good point. He said, you know, if it was the middle of August and, you know, the Astros went through a 10-game stretch where they scored two runs a game, it would be a blip. It would be like, well, okay, or they struck out more than anybody else during that stretch. You wouldn't even notice it over those 10 games, although baseball guy would notice it, that they're striking. And we can see with our human eyes that they are striking out more. They're just not in sync right now. And I agree with you. I think that they're going to be just fine. There are two real causes of concern, and one is Keuchel. And obviously, the other one for me is Giles. So, I mean, that's a worry. That's a real worry. What are they going to do? Look, they've already used, what is it, Peacock, his fifth appearance in 11 in 12 games?
Hey, don't tell me about how you're not worried about this and you're not worried about that. Don't tell me that, Astros, because you clearly are, because Peacock's pitching all the time. You clearly have a concern with Giles, because you got one guy who's throwing a lot.
And this is what happens. Asked Peacock and Davinsky, you know, hey, Davinsky, last year, you know, what did he have, 62 outings?
Yeah.
And I said, you know, was that a little too much because you faltered at the end? And, well, you know, were you tired? And he's like, no, I want more, you know. And, okay, I get that. You want more. You want the ball more. Everybody wants to be on the field. Everybody wants to play. I get that. And you know, that wasn't the reason why. Okay. But we've noticed Will Harris. We've noticed Chris Davinsky. Mm-hmm. We've noticed that overuse in the first half of the season creates a problem in the second half, that they tire out.
We've seen it twice already.
Yeah, and now we're gonna. I'm telling you, if he keeps on doing this with Peacock, it's gonna be the same thing. One of the things about AJ, and it's hard to criticize anything AJ does when you win the title the way that they did. One of the things is he's got this preconceived notion about guys, about starters. Now, he doesn't have it. I don't know how he can have it this year with Verlander, and you see what Cole's doing with Keuchel. Obviously, he trusts him, but I don't think, you know, we'll see how much he trusts McCullers after five or six innings, and we'll see how much more he trusts Charlie Morton after six innings, whether or not he'll let him stay out in games that, you know, he seems to be fine. But when Peacock started last year, or McHugh or whoever it was, man, fifth inning, get him out because I don't trust him anymore. And I only trust so many guys in the bullpen. And Davinsky and Harris are the guys who paid the price for that because they wore out at the end. And we'll see if that guy this year is already it's Peacock. We know he trusts him. He puts him in the game. Mm-hmm. That means AJ really, really trusts him. And Giles, not so much. But we'll find out whether or not he's going to continue to go to Giles. Now, you know, he's starting to press. Hey, are you a little worried about the Angels right now? They look pretty damn good.
No, I won't worry about the. I just want the season to get along a little further. But what they look like is
a good baseball
team.
Is
a team that's, yeah. It looks like a pretty good baseball team. Yeah. I mean, show up somebody in the division. show up. Maybe we're going to have a team show up.
Yeah. Well, right. I mean,
Why didn't a team show up last year?
I didn't want anybody. No, I'm a 20-game lead.
I'm a path of least resistance guy.
Yes, I like a 20-game lead. I mean, I don't like the I was thrilled that Shohei Ohtani really, really sucked in spring training.
Right.
I was thrilled with that. And now I'm not. It's thrilled because he's really, really good. And that sucks. He's hitting home runs, and he's striking everybody out with his Bugs Bunny curveball. and that sucks, if you want to know the truth. I don't like that they're not. How about the Astros are tied for the lead through 12 games?
That's great.
No, it's not. It sucks.
Oh. I thought that was great.
I was hoping they'd have a 10-game lead.
That does blow if you're an Astros fan.
Yeah, it blows.
Well, they're still on a pace. We're still going to play like 700 baseball.
Well, so what?
You're playing 700 baseball and you've gained no ground.
Huh?
750 baseball.
They're playing 750 baseball and gained no ground.
That's right.
Do you set a record at this pace for most wins in the history of baseball?
Yes, in the history of the world. You'll set a record.
What are we worried about?
You won't even win the division. That's why.
Yeah. Dallas Keuchel. Yes, they will.
No, the Angels are playing 750 ball too.
Hey, seriously, isn't there a better chance for Ohtani to be hurt?
I hope so.
Well, if you're pitching and hitting,
I don't hope that.
You've got more instances hit by pitches, line drives up the middle, arm angle issues, potentially Tommy John. You ever heard of a Japanese pitcher having Tommy John surgery? I've never heard of it ever. Zero times ever have I heard about Japanese pitcher Tommy John surgery. It's really going to be a problem. I've never heard of that.
Well, it's probably called something else there.
Yeah, but have you ever heard of a different surge? Well, okay. There's a limited amount of Japanese pitchers who've been over.
What is the equivalent of Tommy John, you know, the left-handed pitcher in China?
Dell, you want to take a shot at this?
Dell, what do you think?
I'm out.
Are you looking for a left-handed Japanese pitcher, or are you looking for the names Tommy and John, their equivalents in Japan? Which one are you looking for?
So because Lance has never heard of it, I don't know. Is his name? Is it?
What would it be, John?
I'm asking you.
Why, I'm not in the community. You always tell people you're in the community. What's the name?
I am in the community, but I've never heard. I thought maybe you guys had heard.
Because he had a neighbor who was Asian, he said he thinks he's in the community.
That was like 7 years ago, wasn't it?
Ping pong.
Yes. That's an actual person.
So what?
Yes, everyone remembers when you said, what's his name? I don't know, ping pong, whatever.
What's her name?
Oh, her name. That was an actual quote.
Well, her husband was named.
Ended up on a T-shirt.
What? Her husband was named Ken.
It was a quote.
Is his name Ken really?
It was a quote that ended up on a T-shirt. That was an insensitive moment at 15-16.
Surprising.
Actually, it happened at 6'10".
It happened at 6'10".
So, John, so you should give 6'10", us the name.
That's how they roll at 6'10". Yeah. We don't roll that.
No.
Way.
Not here.
I'm just wondering, does anybody know the equivalent? And I'm sure we'll get it on Twitter. The equivalent of Tommy John in China. Maybe Carol's listening from China Garden. Oh. And she can.
Are you looking for the equivalent in China or Japan?
It's Japanese.
Oh, it's Japanese.
Well, I'm asking him. Because he's talking
to Tommy.
I know that. But he's asking Carol. She's Chinese.
I know. This has been a bad 80 seconds for him.
It's the same way all the time.
I mean, it was just a good, nice little run.
We were talking
Astros,
baseball.
The Astros aren't hitting. And then like that, he steps into the bear trap.
As soon as we mention Ohtani, he can't just talk about the kid as a pitcher.
I just mentioned Tommy John surgery.
Hitter.
Like, I'm trying to get that guy hurt, an injury.
And John goes,
oh. I'm not sure. I don't know. Yeah, I'm just asking if anybody knows who the equivalent is in China, Japan, whatever.
I'm not up on their historical left-handers, but I can see if there's JapaneseBaseballReference.com.
See, you said you've never seen.
No.
I've never seen a Japanese
pitcher come to the States and end up with Tommy John surgery here.
Oh.
And arm issues.
Oh.
Shoulder issues. I don't think
Nomo ever had it. I don't know what they've got.
What is it? What's going on here with energy?
You want to be a champion, right?
Oh, yeah.
Who wants to be champion? That's what I'm asking.
Every show with John is like a dare. Every time I sit down at this chair, it's like a dare. I dare you to do another show with John. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it was less of a dare before your NFL affiliation. Now it's definitely a dare.
Like, watch what happens. No, you can clearly hear
on this podcast that my voice is the other voice.
You can see me trying to disassociate myself at all times.
You can hear that, Commissioner.
You can hear it in my voice.
Commissioner Goodell, you can see me clearly try to step away from this topic.
And he won't let me.
You had to do more to shut that down. What do you want me to do?
This is all just going in my head.
Time to talk
with
about
Dell's help.
Being a champion. Who wants to be a champion? You do. You want the lowest bill at the end of the month.
Yes.
My bill is stupid low. Stupid, stupid low. You know why? Because I have champion energy. It takes about 5 minutes. I'll never understand why someone does you, why you don't do this, why you wouldn't go to the website, why you wouldn't figure this out on your own, that it all it takes is 5 minutes to save. And I literally, over the last 6-7 years, whatever it is that I've been with them, have saved tens of thousands of dollars. And that is not an exaggeration. It was stupid how much I was paying with the other company, the big company that puts its names on buildings, on stadiums. It was stupid how much I was paying. And then, what do you mean? For the same electricity, I'm paying less? Wow. I'm telling you, if you don't do this, it's just, you might as well just burn your money. So go to 1560energy.com, 281-653-5090, promo code 1560. It literally takes 5 minutes for you to sign up. Get out of that one. Get into mine. 1560energy.com.
You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, it's 719 on ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776. Yeah, Keuchel is a little bit scary right now, dude. He's missing in the zone. Guys aren't chasing. I think he got a lot
walk
of guys.
Factory?
Well, because they swing and miss a lot at that pitch that they think is going to be at their knees, and it sinks out of the zone. His changeup has been filthy, but guys are laying off of it now, and they're taking walks. His pitch count is astronomical right now. 101 pitches through four innings. Oh my God, he can't over. That's always been to me why the Keuchel. It's not exactly a mystery to me why he's been so good, but he's not overpowering. I mean, you look at Cole and he's just blowing fastballs by, and Verlander, he can just blow a fastball by. Keuchel ain't blowing no fastballs by anybody. And if he's not spotting, and if they're not chasing that, and everything is down in the zone. He by far leads the league in pitches in low in the zone. I mean, we've seen that the last couple of outings, the graphics that they put up on AT&T Sportsnet. By the way, they're using a lot more really good analytics on the broadcast.
I think so, too. Yeah. I think their analytics, and I think Bull, they've done it with the Rockets over the last 3 years. Bull's done a good job of integrating real stuff. The Astros, Julian Morales does, and sometimes Blum does, too.
No, Blummer does it a lot.
Yeah.
Blummer's got some website that tells him exactly like how many, what the spin rate is on balls.
Is it Fangraphs?
It's not Fangraphs. No, there's another one.
Actually, the writer never got back to me. I reached out to Baseball Prospectus, had a great article. I'll see if I've had my Twitter go a little crazy with thick Saquon Barkley and the Josh Allen stuff, but I'll see if there was a writer who wrote an article about the Astros and Gerrit Cole, and he wrote an article about how the Astros view spin rate and spin axis and all this other stuff, and I'm wondering if that's the same place that Blum is getting his. It could just be. So they've got StatCast. Baseball's got StatCast, which gives all that kind of stuff. I don't know if that's readily available to everyone in the public, but Darren Willman, I think it is, who I think listens to the show. He's here. I believe he's based here in Houston. He actually used to do stuff with football and baseball. He actually did something on my old football site, The Sideline View. Darren Willman has gone full-time baseball now, and
he does StatCast stuff. And so exit velo, the exit velocity, and you know, it shows how hard the ball's being hit. This kind of stuff, a lot of it is you can find on Major League Baseball's website now. They've integrated a lot of analytics into their, and really sports science almost, into their website because they understand their sport is at the cutting edge and they need to play to the smart baseball fans, and they do a good job of it.
Yeah. No, they're bringing up some stuff that is just fantastic stuff on the broadcast. I mean, immediately after the it leaves the bat, they're telling the speed that it's getting out, all kinds of great stuff. So they're doing a nice job over there on AT&T. By the way, your little theory on Japanese pitchers, Asian pitchers, is actually incorrect. They really are. Getting hurt. Daisuke Matsusaka, Tsuyoshi Wada, Kiyuji Fujikawa, and now Yu Darvish all facing.
Oh, really?
What's Yu
Darvish's?
Yu Darvish is Tommy John, but apparently.
He did have Tommy John?
Yeah.
Okay.
He is. I don't know when this article came out. The Japan Times wrote an article on it. I can't tell what the date is because they do it funny over there.
He had Tommy John surgery. I don't know. Well, the stories go back as far as, well, March 2015. He had Tommy John surgery.
March 2015.
Yes.
Well, see, they do a J. Apparently, they do a J. Oh, that's the Japanese Times. Okay. I know the go-to. I like how the go-to move is, well, I know Carol at China Garden, so it's okay. Well, no, I just asked if Carol could call in and tell us because that would be.
No, you don't want to do
and
that.
And all of these names that for Tommy John surgery that y'all are sending, they're not. I don't think they're accurate. I don't think.
No,
I don't think
none
Eric
of those
Wong
are accurate.
Tommy Chong. None of those are.
Eric Wong surgery?
Eric Wong surgery. No, it's not Eric Wong surgery. It's certainly not Charlie Chan. It's because that's Charlie and Tommy. That's different. I mean, people don't know what the hell. I just don't get it. Charlie and Tommy are not the same name. So anyway.
Well, so all right. So I stand corrected. There are pitchers who have had those issues, and maybe that'll happen to Otani.
Maybe. Whoa.
No, I'm saying I don't want it to. Obviously, I don't want it.
No,
to.
No, that's ugly.
Just
we don't want to do that.
Just maybe it will.
No, we don't want that.
I have officially muted a listener, Ken McDougal. No more tweets.
Whoa,
am I going to get.
Whoa, Ken McDougal.
No, every single game I can't have him. Sky is falling after every. This the season is too long for him to be polluting my Twitter timeline with my mentions with, this is one of the worst Astro hitting teams that we've seen in 10. Like, dude, you really can't say that.
Well, just,
you gotta quit. He's freaking out. Most every Astro fan in baseball has this attitude because they won it all last year and everything is fine with this year's squad. Teams don't repeat in baseball for a reason. This team can't hit and this bullpen is weak. All right. And he's the same guy who's freaking out about Reddick. And watch what happens. Reddick is a disgrace. We got like four straight days of Reddick stuff, and then Reddick started hitting, you know, 600, and then he's like, all right, I told you, next Rod Carew. So the Rod Carew reference let me know he's pretty old school.
Yeah,
so
he's old
school. I had a long way to go. If they keep playing badly, this is going to be a – if they keep hitting badly, it's going to be a big issue. 162 games, I can't fade one guy.
Just crushing you every day.
Nonstop saying it every day about how bad everything is and then disappears when it's good. There's nothing worse than guy who shows up when it's bad and takes a nap when it's good.
Well, how do you know he's going to take a nap? He admitted he was wrong.
No, he
don't be a don't judge.
I mean, I can't. I got enough negativity. I could do mock drafts. There's enough negativity in my life for one Astros fan on the heels of a World Series to be acting like this is the worst team in 10 years. As they set poised to break the record for most wins in a season.
Right. Well, they're playing 750 ball.
Yeah.
No, there's no question.
What a horrific
squad. Well,
this guy
is balling, though. They're tied with the Angels. Mm-hmm. I want to talk about something on the other side here. That has to do with the NFL owners and players. And by the way, the Rockets won last night, so everything is fine. They're going to win the NBA title now, right?
But it doesn't matter if they win it because this season should be cherished no matter what.
I know, Mike D'Antoni. Stop saying that, okay? Mike D'Antoni's like, oh, it doesn't matter if we don't win in the postseason because you can't take anything away from this regular season.
Why is he acting brand new? He's not a new coach. He knows what this season is about. Why is he acting like he doesn't know?
Well, because he's like, you know, I really haven't done anything. None of us here have done anything in the postseason. So let's cherish this regular season right now, okay? All right? Okay?
That's fine. You want, but don't put that out there. Don't act, Brandon. Don't pretend like you don't know what this season is about.
No. And you know what this season for the Skeeters is about, though? Everybody's going out there. They're about
winning championships.
Yeah,
too,
they
right?
are. You know what? They're not scared of championships at Skeeters at Constellation Field. It starts April 27th. You get the magnet schedule out there for the folks and fireworks. That's never happened before on a Friday night at a minor league park. Fireworks. So that's awesome. They got a hat giveaway on Saturday the 28th. They got pregame catch on the field, player autographs as postgame kids run the bases on Sunday, April 29th. All those things. Lance, a great way for you to entertain clients, churches, organizations, little league teams, birthday parties. Your kids go out there.
Yeah, just they love it. I mean, when they go there, they've got the little battle combat zone with the – they put the helmets on and they've got the blown up little sabers they smash each other with and other kids. You got the water park in center field, the playground in center field. Great food. They've got suites that you can rent for parties. You got the individual suites, or you got just the larger. If you just want to sit in air conditioning and eat the buffet style suite they have that as well. You know, it's an easy trip out there, and it is a really fun night. My kids absolutely love going to Skeeters games because, and they don't care if they know all the pitchers or not. They know they enjoy watching the game and. You know, when you go out there, it's a chance for you to unwind. Take you and your buddies out there. Get four, five, six of you. Get a group out there and go get away from it all over at the Skeeters game. At Constellation Field, head out there and enjoy Skeeters baseball.
Your home for sports is ESPN. 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
First at bat to Dozier, kind of set the tone, was feeling good, attacking, and then kind of just went on the defensive a little bit, didn't make competitive pitches as much as I would like to early, gave up three runs, so it's there, it's just a matter of making more competitive and quality pitches early.
That's disappointed Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
Disappointed Dallas. That was after the trade deadline last year. He was disappointed, and it showed. And they went on a tough run. He's been on a tough run, and now I think this is personal. How he's disappointed. He doesn't look the same. He's not the same guy.
No, he's not. And he's a guy who doesn't give in, which is one of the reasons he's been so successful. But at the same time, if you don't give in and you don't have out pitches and you don't have the stuff, like once your stuff – his stuff isn't good enough that – his stuff seriously is not good enough to where you can just assume he can get out of – where he doesn't – like Lance McCullers, if he doesn't hit his spots and he has – walks and all that stuff, he can still punch out a ton of guys.
Yeah.
And Keuchel had six strikeouts yesterday, but Keuchel's stuff is good, but it's not overwhelming or overpowering. And so when he nibbles and he doesn't get there, it turns into base runners. And that's a problem because he's not going to give in with two strikes. Even three balls, he's not going to give you a pitch that you want to hit. Okay, well, that's fine. You won't give up as many home runs, but at the same time, you won't get more traffic on the base pass, and that's what happened yesterday with four walks. He's just nibble. It's just he's just not hitting the spots. I think he'll be okay, but I'm not going to sit here and tell you I think he'll be okay. Like he's never gotten back to where he was before the, you know, before the All-Star break last year. That was incredible. Mm-hmm. That was incredible, yeah. Dallas Keuchel. For anybody to think he's getting back to that, I mean, that's a little bit of a stretch.
No, and it's unfortunate. It's one of the only worries that you have. Obviously, the offense is, but the offense will be fine. Those guys are going to start hitting. I hate it. I just don't want to see it to where now guys are. And you can see Springer pressing at the plate. You can see Bregman pressing at the plate. They're swinging at stuff that they normally wouldn't swing at because mm-hmm. they want to put the ball in play and they want to get that big hit for them. They want to start the offense, and when you expand your strike zone, that just makes it worse. So hopefully they're going to get out of that, but we'll see. I did want to talk about Robert Kraft.
Okay.
So Trey Wingo and Mike Golic were talking about this morning, and I was like, are you kidding me, guys? So apparently Robert Kraft visited Meek Mill in prison, and that's an odd couple, but he said, you know what? Meek Mill is a great, great young man, and he should be out of prison. He doesn't deserve to be there. And, you know, I guess he knew him before he went into prison. Whatever. So he visits Meek Mill, and he's pining to get Meek Mill released. And he sent his plane, the Parkland High School kids, he picked up in his private jet, and he flew them to Washington. And one of them, or a few of them, spoke at the march against guns and all of that. So I guess both of those are. Politically leaning.
I don't know about Meek Mill. It's the gun thing has become a political. I mean, that's a political.
Yeah, that's a political thing.
The Meek Mill thing. I don't see how that's political.
Yeah. I don't know. And I guess and by the way, I don't know. You know, I get the gun thing, I guess, but I think if you feel for those kids that survived that, and you know they're going to go up and I guess march. Well, I guess that is a political thing. So I guess you can say that it is political. But you know, Wingo went on to say, well, if NFL owners, you know, how you can't talk out of both sides of your mouth. If you're going to tell players that you can't be political, then how are they not telling Robert Kraft that he can't be political here? So, you know, whoa. I think NFL owners are looking at this economically, not politically. If you kneel, you're going to piss off our fans. If you piss off our fans, they're not going to watch our product. If you kneel and because they feel like you're disrespecting the flag, I don't think if the NFL players did anything, if they wanted to wear something or to say how much they feel about those families of the people who are getting shot by cops, if they wanted to do anything else, but the disrespect for the flag has really polarized this country in that, you know, people are, and more than anything else, forget about polarizing. They're not buying the product anymore. 50% of the people believe that kneeling for the flag is disrespectful and they don't agree with it. So whatever you're doing, you're hurting your product. And that's the bottom line for the owners. It's an economic thing, not a political thing. All that said, you know, why can't that has nothing to do with something that's on the field. And Robert Kraft going and visiting Meek Mill and sending these Parkland kids to Washington has absolutely nothing to do with kneeling. Absolutely nothing.
Do you know that? Well, you know what, though? Let me counterpoint you on that one. The Meek Mill thing, I don't even get. Like, I don't even know. I don't think anyone would care. But there are people in his fan base that would not care for the Parkland stuff, because that's somehow turned into a political where people are going after those, you know, kids. They're all child actors, or they're like, you know, they've gone after them individually and attack. I don't know if you're even familiar with this.
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of crazy.
What's her name? But from CNN.
Yeah. So I could see where there are going to be some of the people who are in their own fan base who say, hey, what are you taking sides for here on the gun issue? That this is political. There could be people who are against him in that regard. It'd be the same people, some of the same people, not all, but some of the same people who are against the kneeling during the national anthem or fist up or whatever. It might be some of the same people. So I could see where you would say that is, you are making a statement that could be a little polarizing, but
So is it different if an owner hurts his own product versus a player potentially hurts a product? If that's your argument, how is that different?
Well, wait a minute. Doing it during the game is one thing, and your political beliefs. Listen, you don't believe that Trump should be president. But guess who donated? I bet you how many of the 32 NFL owners donated to the Republican Party. So does that mean you're not going to go to an NFL game?
Well, no.
Well, you're being political there.
But I do think. Well, no. I actually think you made a pretty good point. If it's not happening, I guess the point would be
it's not happening.
If it's
on
not
the
happening
field.
In a game because no one's telling players. Players are very active outside the community.
No one's telling them they can't do that.
Yeah, that's true. That's probably the best argument is a lot of players are involved in stuff, but they don't want to do it during.
What NFL owners would say, no, I don't want you going to the police station and negotiating and talking to the community about fewer kids getting shot? What NFL owner would disagree with that? What they disagree with is you kneeling for the flag, that thing. But, yeah, all of these NFL owners are political. They're all donating to – they're rich guys. They're old, rich, white guys. You know what they're doing? They're donating to the Republican Party because they're old, rich, white guys. Or, in some cases, they might even be Democrats. I don't know. But they're going to be political because they're rich. And you know what happens? Political people go after them because they're rich and they want their money. This happens all the time. So just because Robert Kraft did this and sent those kids there – actually, I think it's wonderful. And, oh, by the way – do you think that all Republicans think that it's just because you're Republican? Do you think that all Republicans think that everybody should have an AR-15?
I would hope not.
I would hope not too. I would hope that.
Well, John, we are in a time where you just automatically put somebody in a box. You put somebody in a box, and you say everyone who's quote unquote like you thinks one thing, or you believe one thing, and everyone like you. Or you do this and you do that, and we know exactly who everyone is, and it's really easy. Like, yeah, no, people are more complex than that. They actually are, but it's easier for people to just say no, because that way we can hate you all if we just put you all in the same box that we don't like.
Right.
And that's what people do with – we see it all the time where people do that with athletes, and they'll do it with others who are non-athletes and who are on the right and who are on the left. You just put somebody in a box and it's super easy. You just assume everyone's that way and you don't mess with them. You don't do anything with them. And you talk about it on Facebook and you get super mad and you don't go ever listen to anybody else and you just stay super mad.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way to do things. That's the way it should be
done. That's how things get done.
Yeah, that's how things get done. Mm-hmm. Just stay super mad and make assumptions about people that you don't know. Right. That's the way you do things.
Right. Well,
there's no such thing as conversation or listening or talking or any empathy or any dialogue. You don't do that. That's old school. No one does that. You text, tweet, or you put crying emojis where you're laughing, crying, or there's different GIFs you can use now where you vomit or you're Mike Tyson laughing.
There's a poo emoji,
which is great. Yeah.
There's a trash can dumpster fire. Right.
You've got. Who is it that does this? The black guy, the comedian, who's...
Or the white guy who does this. Yeah. Or the white guy, you send the gif of the white guy that's blinking.
Oh, the blinking white guy that looks like Josh Norris from Roto World? Yeah.
Right.
There's a lot of different ways you communicate now that don't involve talking.
Yeah, no.
You don't talk to people. You send poo emojis. You send, a fat lady throwing up in a trash can emoji. You send the blinking guy emoji. That's how you communicate, by making fun of other people through videos that have been captured in GIFs.
Right.
To be fair,
it's far more convenient than actually having a conversation with a human being.
Yeah. No, it's convenient, and it's working out great for us.
Well.
It's really working out well. I think
society's in a great place.
Do you?
Yes. I don't think society's been healthier. We don't like talking to people. We hide behind monitors, and if we don't like you, we will immediately take to Twitter to ruin your life. I think society's in a great place.
All right,
it's Dell's utopia.
All right, Jeff Aronoff's in a great place too. Your house. Well, maybe he's not in your house per se right now. I don't know. Maybe that's creepy. Jeff Aronoff. Yeah. I don't know.
You're making Jeff Aronoff sound like a clown from like It.
It. He is It.
Hello, would you like some marble? Ooh. Are you Pennywise or is this Jeff Aronoff?
No, Jeff, it's Jeff Aaronoff.
Why does everyone who sees Jeff Aaronoff start chanting, "You'll float too. You'll float too. You'll float too." What?
What? Why are you saying that? You're scaring me. You'll float too. You'll float too.
I don't know what that means because I would never watch that because it scares me just to look at him.
You got scared by the fall.
Oh, no.
You really will get scared by Pennywise.
Pennywise, I just can't watch that. I'll have nightmares forever. So, but I don't have nightmares about Jeff Aaronoff because he's been at my house and he didn't scare me one time. What he did, though, was he put in an outdoor kitchen for us.
But he does talk a little bit like Krusty the Clown. Like, if we're talking about, hey, kids. No. Like, I mean, it's kind of a clown talk.
A little bit. Yeah, a little bit.
Right?
Yeah, yeah. I guess.
So that, he is scary in a way. If
well,
you're
Krusty,
afraid of clowns.
No, Krusty's fun. He's not scary.
Well,
I mean, just because he's a clown.
He wasn't a nice clown.
No, he was a great clown. He did. Do you see all what the stuff he did? Krusty was. I enjoyed Krusty, if you want to know the truth. But here's the deal, is Jeff Aaronoff will come to your home and not even scare you. All you have to do, maybe, you know, I don't know, maybe it scares you to improve your home. I don't know. Does that scare you? With countertops, with vanities, with outdoor kitchens, outdoor patios, whatever it is. Give him a call. Let him come. 20% off. 713-880-2822. Jeff Aaronoff will fix your house up. You need new marble, granite, tile, countertops, whatever. 713-880-2822.
Looking for something to do this weekend? Visit culturemap.com to find out everything going on in the city. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Erline.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. We're going to play Andre Johnson in a minute here. He is... he's on... Arian Foster's podcast talking about Bob McNair. It's not something that the I would imagine the Texans are proud of. You know, the one guy that they've retired his number. He's not down with the whole organization and especially the owner. We'll get to that in a second. But first, let's get T in here. Wants to talk about Kraft and Meek Mill. What do you say, T?
Yeah, yeah. Can you hear me?
Yeah, hello? We can hear you.
Yeah.
Go ahead. All right. Yeah. No. I was just trying to say, I'm not disagreeing with the economics part. Trying to give you another thing to look at is on the viewership being down for the people opposed to the kneeling. You got to also fact in that there's people not watching because they're opposed to the stance of the NFL on the and the owners and all that on the kneeling, right? So, like. So half and half. So like you said, it was like 50% down or something like that.
No, it's
so
not.
So out
that,
of that,
it's
50%,
not that.
Half
50%
of the
people
are not watching
with
NFL because they're upset with the NFL for their approach or their stance against the kneeling and the owners as well.
Right.
And they feel probably for the handling of Kaepernick, the people feel like, you know, he's getting a bad rep. So with Kraft, you know, kind of publicizing or trying to make it known that, yeah, he's friends with Meek Mill or cool with Meek Mill, is it probably another way to trying to bring lure those fans back. You know,
just show he's down.
Hip hop fans, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so, that's actually
that's what it looked like to me. At least, you know what I'm saying?
So it might be he's trying to show people, hey, look at me, I'm down.
Well,
I'm visiting Meek Mill in prison, but the reality is, I don't think most people are going to care one way or another about Kraft and Meek Mill, to be honest. I really don't think the people who are worried about the Kaepernick situation in terms of, well, we don't want him in our city, they're not going to care about Robert Kraft and Meek Mill one single bit. And I don't think Patriots –
there's nothing a Patriots could ever do to upset Patriots fans right now.
Well, no, but if I'm African-American, I probably, and a Patriot fan, I'm probably going, hey, really? How you got all these white guys on? What the hell?
No, you're not.
if there's one team that could be accused of separatism,
remember when Patrice,
it would be the Patriots.
Patrice O'Neal told us about being a black Boston Celtics fan, and he's like, how hard was that? He goes, real easy when they were winning championships.
Yeah, that's true.
He just like,
that's true.
Real easy when we were winning championships. No,
and I agree with you too, T. I mean, probably, you know, people are upset with the kneeling and people are probably, and the other side is upset with the owners. Yeah, I can see where you're pissing. But that's the owner's point too. This whole thing is pissing everybody off.
Well,
and that hurts the product.
This, and this hasn't been talked about nearly enough, at least since I've been back here, is the cord cutting is a major issue regardless. Fewer and fewer younger people, the numbers of younger people who align with football are starting to drift down, and the cord cutters who are getting away from their normal standard programming, that is exploding on a monthly, not an annual basis, a monthly basis, and that is hurting that's hurting television ratings across the board, cord cutting, because standard modes of capturing data for Nielsen, they're having to change it into finding streaming, encoding streaming. That's hurting too. Cord cutters, this is a major, 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 major issue for sports. It's single-handedly forced ESPN to make millions of dollars in cuts so that they could take their tax write-off, because for those who don't know, they pay so much money for rights to broadcast these fees, and they make their money. Their money comes from people who have ESPN. They're ESPN subscribers. You think, what do you mean ESPN subscribers? Well, you're just used to it being on your basic package, but they charge cable providers and satellite a certain amount of money, and whenever you subscribe to cable or satellite, they're getting their chunk of money. Well, as those subscribers go way, way down, the revenue coming into ESPN is plummeting, and their fees that it costs them for college and pro sports keep going up and up and up, and that's why it's now passed. They've crossed into night where it is a massive problem where they've had to make so many cuts just to be profitable.
Yeah. I mean, we see the cuts all the time. And then some people are not all that thrilled with the fact that they're paying millions and millions to these people on this get-up show.
Well, there's different that's what I'm saying. Like, for people who look at the TV rating, it's a little bit more complicated. Yeah. Some of it has to do with the Kaepernick stance. Some of it is going to have to do with this. Some of it will do with that. Some of it will do with cord cutters. There's a lot of things coming together, which is the scary thing, is there's a lot of things that are working together and that are going to drive this down. The CTE stuff, and with some people saying, I'm just going to get away from pro, and I'm not going to have my kids playing. And if your kids aren't playing, maybe there's less interest. Now, fantasy football is a huge saving grace for the NFL.
Yeah, and gambling.
Fantasy football is huge. Gambling to a lesser extent. Fantasy is a monster. Fantasy is billions of dollars that come in, you know, that keep you interested in games you have no business being interested in. Players you have no business being interested in. Well, baseball's still regional. Basketball is relatively regional. Football's national.
Ask any bookie. It's not far behind. Gambling can't be far behind.
Oh, it's way behind. The fantasy money is just, that's stupid, the industry. How much money each of these fantasy, I would say fantasy is probably 80%. Of 85% of NFL interest, because it crosses gender lines also and age lines. 12-year-old kids, 10-year-old kids play fantasy football.
That's true.
60-year-olds. But that's not to diminish. I'm just saying, in context of gambling versus fantasy, gambling does help. Gambling does help the league.
Absolutely.
Fantasy is just ridiculous. And that's why Major League Baseball and basketball are pushing for legalized gambling, because they know fantasy basketball and baseball will never even remotely touch what football has. So they're trying to find their advantage so that they can find a way to get people caring about games that they usually wouldn't care about.
Right, right, right.
And it would be great for basketball and baseball. If you can legalize gambling, it is going to be a major, it will definitely benefit them, because you'll be watching Timberwolves versus 76ers when you might not normally. You'll be watching a Brooklyn, you might watch a game between the New York Knicks and the Jazz, where you wouldn't normally watch it, but you'll watch it for maybe 3.5 quarters.
That's right. Because
you'll keep checking back in on it.
And and win all the money and win all the money in the world. That's what you'll do.
Is that what happens?
So here we go. 713-780-3776. We'll talk about this Andre Johnson thing on the other side right here on ESPN 97.5. But first, I want to talk about Mark Klein over at Klein's Fine Jewelers. Marky Mark is he is awesome. KleinsJewelry.com. KleinsJewelry.com. And listen, he usually is here some kind of a holiday, Christmas, Valentine's Day, but dude is here all the time. And because you've got graduations coming up, you've got birthdays, you've got anniversaries, it never ends. She wants jewelry, bro. All right, get to 5868 Westheimer and see Mark. And I talk about this with a few of our clients. When you make the product right there, it's less expensive. And that's what Mark is doing. You can bring him in a picture of, and I don't want to name any other the name brands, but there are plenty of name brand rings and watches and necklaces and earrings and all of this stuff that Mark can just flat out duplicate. Bring him a picture, and he will make whatever it is. He's done that for me before. And it's not... There's nothing illegal about it. It's not phony. He'll duplicate whatever. I mean, it's like, yeah, how are you gonna trademark something that like that? Any kind of a jewelry, he can make that ring. She wants whatever kind of ring, he can make that. She wants every kind of necklace or earrings, he can do that. 832-316-1388. You thinking about getting engaged this spring? You thinking about getting that special someone something nice for their birthday or graduation? 832-316-1388. 5868 Westheimer, right there at Houston's on Westheimer and Fountain View, right there between the Jason's Deli and Houston's. KleinsJewelry.com. That's KleinsJewelry.com.
ESPN 97.5.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.